Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's going on, everyone? Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Tuesday morning. Well, hope you had a great Labor Day weekend. The summer, that thing we love, it's over. But you know what's not? The Eagles football season, because it's just about to begin. The Birds and the Packers in Brazil in 3 days. Big stakes, obviously, for this season related to Sirianni, Hurts, a rebuilt defense, and more. Look, we'll talk about it all day, all week. All season, really, if you will. Hey, great job by the Phillies. Phenomenal job over the weekend. I mean, big-time baseball. And obviously, Castellanos delivering. We'll talk about that. All of it with you on the phone lines. 215-592-9494. Rich, Rich.
Hello there,
what's
Joe.
What's up there, Johnny?
You know, Hippocrates, the father of modern medicine.
I've heard of that, dude.
Hippocrates used to taste his patient's earwax.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
Yeah, it is.
That's not advisable.
Ew. Well, no. I guess he's doing no harm, right? I mean, it's not harmful. He's stuck to his oath.
I don't know.
I don't know
kind of feels harmful to him. If I'm Hippocrates, I'm not feeling great. Well, I'm not feeling confident that that's not going to harm me in some cases.
Yeah, I don't know. It depends if he stuck his tongue in there or not. Like, did he get it out? The other thing I'd say is it feels like a HIPAA
that's
violation.
That's the angle, huh?
That seems completely unsanitary from a doctor's perspective.
Plus a HIPAA violation that information got out, but that's neither here nor there.
But maybe in ancient Greece that was completely on the table. You just stick your tongue in there.
Anything's possible. All right. Let's roll, guys. I mean, let's rev it up for a football season. And by the way, moving close to Red October now also. So from a Philly standpoint, and obviously phone lines wide open for you as we start the show, 215-592-9494. From a Philly standpoint, that was an outstanding weekend. Outstanding.
Ah,
outstanding job by
amazing.
The Fighting Phils.
Truly.
I mean, you know, for about the last 2 weeks, they really bounced back in a pretty effective way. Obviously, things got really weird there in the middle part of August. And for about 2 weeks now, they've played really good baseball. I mean, we all know that if Wheeler and Nola are doing Wheeler and Nola things, it just settles the whole freaking thing down. And those guys gave you great outings. You know, the bullpen, I mean, Estevez the other day became a Philly. Like, Sunday night, to me, he became one of our dudes. That was big time pitching in the 10th and 11th inning. Obviously, Castellanos was one of the more maligned players.
So, are you going to stay here now? Like, are you going to?
I don't know. Are
you going to stay fixed?
Are they?
I don't know. You know what? They might drop a game or two here or there, but they do have a big picture scheme.
I know.
Where they're going to be timing this up, hitting it on all eight cylinders when the postseason starts.
Well,
I have confidence that this team knows what they're doing. Like, let's give them a little more credit if things
fall
off the track at all in the next few weeks. let's remember days like today where they did take 3 out of 4.
Yeah.
It felt important because each really counted in the competition between the two teams.
Yeah.
So that was wonderful.
And
the pitching is what matters. The pitching is what we didn't have in the past. The depth of the starting pitching, the bullpen that you can feel will shut it down.
Yeah.
That's what we didn't have. That's what I felt jealous of when the Astros beat us in the World Series.
Yeah.
That's why this year's different.
All right, so look, we obviously want your reaction on a kind of a thrilling Phillies weekend. I mean, the way it ended was awesome. So 215-592-9494 on the Phils, on every aspect of them, where they stand, the whole deal. By the way, keep your eyes on the Dodgers and the Brewers because they both just continue to win, including last night. So the Phillies obviously have, you know, pretty much locked down the division, but they are they're like Maverick and Top Gun. They're in a dogfight. They are in a dogfight with the Dodgers and the Brewers.
Phillies, Brewers next week.
Yeah. I mean, this is big time. So, all right, all of that on the table. Let's get to the Eagles. So, obviously, excitement is building. And, you know, driving home from the Shore yesterday, I was bummed. You know, it's the end of the summer. I mean, it kind of stinks. Summer's fun. It's, you know, you take a little bit more time off, a little fun in the sun, the whole deal. But as I'm driving home, I'm also thinking to myself, Joe, it's fine. Because the Eagles are upon us. Ladies and gentlemen, like with really big-time talent, the Eagles are about to start a football season. Now it's a weird one in that it starts in Brazil, and it starts on a Friday night, and blah, blah, blah. And like that whole thing is really strange, really strange. But what is not strange is high hopes for James. I know you got the High Hopes podcast, which we usually say for the Phillies. But high hopes for the Eagles. Now, I will say this. Obviously, they should be, at the very least, they should be good, and clearly they have a real shot to be great. Here's the thing, and I'm curious if this resonates with you, and obviously you can weigh in on this one at 215-592-9494. And John, I'm curious if this resonates with you. I feel greater confusion about the Eagles 3 days from the start of the season than I normally feel. I normally feel like, and listen, sometimes we're just
confusion?
Wrong.
Confusion?
Of what they are. Like, how good are they?
Okay.
Because there are some, like, this is an organization.
We have not seen them. In fairness, we know
haven't.
That this was, like, the least we've ever seen this team
play in a preseason. That's part of it. We've never seen a collapse like we saw at the end of 2023, particularly with the talent that was on that team and for the most part still is on this team. Mm-hmm. You know, they signed Saquon, which is really exciting. Are they going to use him a ton like San Francisco used Christian McCaffrey a ton? Or are they going to play a little peekaboo and only have him touch the ball 13, 14 times a game because they try to preserve him? I don't know. We have no clue on that. We have no clue. How's it going to work with Sirianni and Kellen Moore? Is Sirianni really in the sidecar? Is he in the back seat? Is he in the car that follows that car? You know, it could be a motorcade. He's not even car one. So, you know, obviously Jalen, who could be a top five quarterback in pro football, could be a top three quarterback in pro football. I mean, 2 years ago, I thought he was the second best quarterback in pro football. Last year, I thought he had fallen out of the top 10. What is he? The young defensive backs. I mean, listen, Quinyon Mitchell got some massive praise.
Let's go back to the Jalen Hurts thing. Like, if you are still saying, what is Jalen Hurts? Like, you need to look at what was reported from training camp this summer, how different that looked, how much more confident and competent he looked this summer. Everyone raved about it.
I know they did.
Because his offensive coordinator was confident and competent himself. That is the big difference.
Jalen Hurts is going to
be a boss at getting out there and dictating the protection. That is not a concern. Jalen Hurts is made for this role, this job of leading and guiding this West Coast offense in a bigger way than what he was allowed to in the past according to Jalen Hurts.
Well, so,
he told us they told him
that, was
that he had to, you know, just give it to the other guy. It's cool.
Yeah.
Now he has bigger ownership of this. That's what he wanted all along.
Yeah.
This is a great step for this offense,
well,
for this team.
Yeah, look, very necessary, obviously, to reinvent this thing. And there was so much excellence. There was so much excellence from Hurts in 2022. You know, the doubters shouldn't forget that. But those that have questioned Jalen, those that have, no, not questioned Jalen, the doubters shouldn't forget what happened in 2022. But those that, you know, kind of pom-pom it up and feel like he's a rock star top five quarterback shouldn't forget what happened last year. I mean, that's when I talk about confusion, I'm talking about things like that. I'm talking about a team. And let me give you another example of confusion. The Eagles, who obviously are like almost always good, have, I'd say more than for any other reason, they've been play all six of the last 7 years because of dominance on the offensive and defensive line. I feel both of those units have probably taken a step back. For me as a fan, that's weird. That's just weird. I mean, it is what it is, but so, like, what is that? Let me give you another one. Let me give you a Hurts one. James, give me the answer to this.
Hey, let me say something to that.
Yeah.
Let me say the last time that we were concerned about this D-line,
yep,
about us getting pressure, mm-hmm, it was, I remember it distinctly, what we who are these guys, how are we going to get pressure, our D-line is thin. This was the year we had 70 sacks. This was the year we went to the Super Bowl.
You say that, I don't remember that. I don't remember that.
I don't remember it either, to be honest.
You've said that 15 times on the show.
All.
I have no memory.
Zero.
Okay.
None.
Well, I'm confident.
Maybe you felt that way.
I'm confident that it was a similar feel. Holy cow, these D linemen just, it doesn't feel as power packed as it needs to be. And lo and behold, it was the most, a record, whatever.
No,
I think it was third, NFL record.
It was third most
was
in NFL
most,
history.
Yeah.
James, let me ask you a question. Because again, when I talk about confusion, I mean, there are so many things going through my mind. So let's talk about Jalen the rusher. James, is he going to run, like, a lot, and is he going to run effectively?
So, I don't think he's going to run a lot. I think we saw last year.
Should he?
Yeah, I think he should run more than he ran last year. Yeah, I think it's part of what makes him good.
You know, he was hurt last year.
Yeah, but guys, so I don't think they want him to be a running quarterback.
That's the conundrum.
Same, I agree, yeah. Yes. I think he'll be more spry than last year. I do think the knee bothered him. I know there's mystery about that.
Yeah, that's right.
I think he'll look more spry, but no, I think, Joe, I think they want him to be more a pocket guy than a runner, and he'll run when he has to.
John, where do you stand on whether they should 2022 it with him and, like, full systems go as a rusher? Or, you know, it's more like the evolution of Donovan, because by year 4 or 5, Donovan ran a lot less to, mm-hmm, try to have a long career. The irony was Donovan did not have a long career. He really did not. I mean, he and Tom Brady and Peyton Manning all came out within like a year or two of each other. Those guys zipped past him for like another 6 or 7 years. It was unbelievable. So, John, yep, should they run Jalen a lot?
They should run Jalen more than what he ran last year when he was injured and wearing a big knee brace that was, you know, bulky and underneath and
should
hindering
run,
the way that he
should
played.
Should they run him less than 22?
I think they... I think that 22 is a great ideal balance. Like, I don't remember exactly what those numbers
looked
like. It was a
pretty good amount, though. He was a pretty good amount.
Jalen,
and it helped the running because it
was healthy enough that year,
yeah,
that the running pulled, held the backside of a defense, helped everyone else in the offense. We just didn't have the other offensive runners to take full advantage. Imagine what that would look like with Saquon Barkley.
Right.
So, yes, I do think Jalen will run the ball more, needs to run the ball more, and will do so at a clip. Like, we're going to be excited. Everyone's going to be jealous. Holy cow. I wish our quarterback could play like that.
Yeah, so look, all of this stuff I want to put on the table for everyone listening right now at 215-592-9494. I feel confident the Eagles should be good. I'm not sure that they'll be great because there's so much unknown. Bryce Huff trying to replace Reddick. I mean, dude, that's tough. But the Eagles committed $50-something million dollars to him. All right, all of this, 215-592-9494. Do you share my confusion, or do you feel like you have a pretty good feel of what this team will be? If so, what is it? Well, it's really nice to have good teams, and we certainly think that we've got probably three of them in Philly sports, you know, when you include the Sixers. Now, that's months off. But the Phillies have been great this year. They got a real shot in October. And the Eagles, obviously, an organization that's made it six of the last 7 years. I mean, they clearly know what they're doing. And hopefully they can buckle that chin strap and go get it this year. Let's go to the phones. Let's crank it up here. 215-592-9494. We'll get to more of the Phillies weekend and everything that went on in that series, including one of the most unbelievable catches, like, ever. All right, Seamus in the Netherlands kicking us off. Good morning, Seamus.
Hey, guys. How you keeping?
What's going on, buddy?
Happy Birds Week.
Birds Week. All right. Now, your phone just settled down. You were real short to having this. You're real close to having this be a short call, but I think we can hear you now. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, happy Birds Week again.
Yep.
Hey, I've been having this question for a year, and every time I try to put it past me, it kept coming back up in the off season. So I just want to throw it out there.
Mm-hmm.
The collapse last year when we played San Francisco, that was a good San Francisco team. But if we were prepared, we should not have gotten shellacked like that. And then to get beat the way we did against Dallas, and then for the rest of the season to just unfold the way it did, because we essentially had the same offense that we had the Super Bowl year.
That's right.
So I'm just curious, like, do you guys have any new thoughts on what happened and how we're going to make sure that doesn't happen again?
Well, they're certainly not new thoughts because we've covered it for about 7 months now. By the way, how about this? Eagles Week first call. Let's talk about the collapse. All right, so let's talk about it. Hold on. All right, so let's talk about it. I have no new thoughts because I've expressed and we've all expressed our thoughts thousands of times. I think at a basic level, the Eagles offense got stale, i.e. predictable, similar to past year's defenses, i.e. San Francisco, figured it out, made adjustments. The Eagles did not adjust back. I think that is the primary reason that day and down the stretch why the Eagles struggled.
I also think that there was a level of frustration with Nick Sirianni and his input in the offense last season. The level of frustration was coming predominantly
from Hurts,
from Jalen
Hurts.
No,
I agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, and I'm not saying Jalen was right to feel that way, but I do think that that's part of this whole shebang.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think that's accurate. Seamus, look, obviously there was some breakdown in, ironically for Sirianni, his connectivity thing. That clearly got, you know, fractured. So, yeah, I mean, look, and appreciate the call. All right, Rhea, your opinion of, it's football season, first call, let's talk collapse. What do you think of that?
Well,
that's so WIP.
It is. But I think it does tie into their opponent. Because the biggest thing that we talked about down the stretch last year,
yep,
Jalen Hurts' inability to handle the blitz. I mean, we know what happened in the playoff game against Tampa. We know that he called up Wink Martindale and asked her.
Yeah.
They have a new defensive coordinator with Green Bay, Joe Halfie, and supposedly is like insanely aggressive.
Wow.
Well, so I think we're going to know early on, although the addition of Saquon could help mitigate.
No,
that.
It sure could. So. There's no question. Let's also get to the Twitter poll question of the day, because while it is somewhat interesting to talk about last year, it's obviously much more interesting now.
Not on game
week. to talk about this year. So Twitter poll question is brought to us by Armin Chevrolet, the all-new 2025 Equinox. It sets the bar on styling, and Armin Chevrolet has them in stock now. Together, let's drive to ArminChevy.com. All right, poll question. So obviously a whole bunch of players, including, you know, Jalen Hurts is clearly the biggest X factor in that. So goes he, well, so go the season. But pushing Hurts aside, because that's such an obvious reality, looking at other very important players that play important positions on the football team, we'll ask you this question. Of these players, which will be the biggest X factor for the Eagles season? And by X factor, what we mean is, it's, you don't totally know what you're going to get from the dude, and you hope it's really good. And so will it be good enough to make the big difference? All right, here are the four choices. A, Mekhi Becton, who people in New York couldn't wait to get rid of. And he's trying to reinvent himself as a guard down here and be a starting guard.
You know, it's easier to play guard than it is to play tackle.
I have heard that, yes.
Easier.
Yes, I have heard that. B, Jordan Davis. Third year, first round pick. I mean, this is supposed to be like pass go time. So can he play five straight plays? Can he play four straight plays? Can he play 47 plays in a game? Can he do more than play for six good games and then stop?
Can he do that? Can he play 10 plays in a row at a high level?
Yeah, all
just
of that.
At a high level.
Yeah,
consistency.
Or just a decent enough level, yeah.
Six games yeah. in a row.
All right, choice
consistency.
Choice C, this is a big one. Bryce Huff. Is he an animal off the edge? Is going to go hunt quarterbacks? Or is he a guy that, you know, got overpaid because he got some freebies to the QB last year when they didn't block him? I mean, that's kind of what Jaws said. When we had Jaws on, you know, a couple months ago, I was like, yeah, looked at the tape. Not that great. Choice D, Devin White, who obviously is by far the most accomplished of these four players. But, you know, notable that he didn't get a huge contract. And, you know, we saw the Shaq Leonard thing last year. He got here, didn't have much left. Like, is Devin White TJ Edwards? Is he better? Is he worse? What is he?
Devin White is a good football player, Joe, and he's 26.
Listen, we'll
He had a I really got to put my foot down on this one. Like, Devin White is really a solid linebacker.
I know you believe
he
that.
He is a solid leader also. He is such a huge addition for our team.
Well,
he's getting a bad rap somehow because last year he was not only banged up, but he was in a contractual hang up. There was something going on, hullabaloo.
But you know, he's
that
also
gets messy.
The contract year this year again, like it's the exact same thing.
He only got $3.5 million.
Yeah, but
guaranteed.
That's a different point. My point is, John, he has talked about it.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Handle it well last year, but... And hopefully that means he'll handle it better this year.
Right.
But
he feels like this is a second chance.
It's the same thing.
but he understands. He is more aware of the situation going in.
Yeah.
He knows, expects going in, that that is what he will be paid, period. And he has to prove it this year to get paid more next year. Well, it's a completely different situation.
You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. You can also just weigh in on the phone lines. You know, when you think swing factor kind of dude, who's the guy? I mean, there's an argument for Josh Sweat. I mean, there's an argument Josh Sweat has not been discussed nearly enough, and that he, at this stage of his career, should be the Eagles' best pass rusher.
He disappeared towards the end.
He very much did. He
totally
disappeared.
You know, Milton Williams is a really good football player, too.
I think he's an average
football
player.
We never say Milton Williams in any capacity, like in terms of game-changing plays. You know,
he never makes them.
He
doesn't make game-changing plays.
He's a D-tackle.
He's steady.
He's a D-tackle, guys. Like, look at what he's done, and it's productive when he gets the snaps.
He's decent. That's what I'm giving you. He's decent. All right. Phenomenal song, which obviously goes back, I don't know, 45 years,
yeah.
You know, something like that. It always reminds me, wasn't this the song in the movie with Bruce Willis where they're preparing
Armageddon?
Armageddon, right? Isn't this one of the...
So, I don't know. I know that they had the song, the new song for it with the Ben Affleck and... Liv Tyler. Don't want to miss a thing
that was
or whatever.
The big one. Yeah.
I don't know. It might have been. Sweet Emotion might have been in it.
All right. So hope everyone had a great weekend, a great summer. It's time to lock in for football season, and obviously what should be a fascinating stretch up ahead for the Phils. I mean, they're either going to win a championship in the next 2 months or they're not, and we'll know. So obviously you can weigh in on all of it. 215-592-9494. By the way, when you do today. Cool prize here today. Chance to win a pair of tickets to see Rob Zombie with Alice Cooper at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion. This is happening September 8th, so coming up in just 5 days. Tickets, by the way, on sale at Ticketmaster.com. That's Ticketmaster.com. Today, we'll ask you this question in addition to everything on the Eagles and the Phils. You know, this week one thing in Brazil obviously feels out of place. I'm not opposed to the international game. I do object to it being week one. It just feels weird. It feels to me out of place. Now, I get the theory. It's like it's so far away that they want to kind of almost get it out of the way because of the airfare and all that. Not airfare, the time in the air. We think mere mortals think of airfare cost. They got to think about time in the air and how that affects, bodies of athletes. But the whole thing does feel weird. Okay, it's a strange start to the season. We'll ask you today at 215-592-9494. Like week one in Brazil, what also has felt out of place? Any walk of life, what feels out? Like, let me give you an example. I remember about 20 years ago, it might have been 01 or 02, something like that. So Comcast Sportsnet obviously has had a phenomenal post-game show for years. The Diddy and Michael Bay, and they had the Gov, and they had Vaughn Hebron, and there was years with Ike, and there was years of Trey, and there was years of Brian Westbrook. There was one random year, they had Seth on it for years. There was one random year, for whatever reason, they had Giants quarterback Dave Brown. It was the damn weirdest thing ever. It's like I'm watching Eagles postgame show. I got freaking Dave Brown breaking down Donovan McNabb.
Was he local or something?
I don't know. I never understood it. It was one and done. Thank God, one and done. Anyway, it was out of place. Dave Brown on an Eagles postgame show made no sense. All right. John, give me an answer. And everyone today at 215-592-9494. What just feels out of place?
Peanut butter, jelly, and pickled hot pepper. Sandwiches.
Well, that would.
The pickled hot pepper part is my dad would make that every single weekend.
I've never heard of that.
Every weekend, he would jar pickled hot peppers. So we had like rows of them in the basement in the ball jars. But every Saturday after we were outside, because I would have to scoop the dog poop for him to mow the grass in the back. And when he would come in from mowing, he would make peanut butter and jelly for me.
That's a random combo.
And
all right.
Peanut butter, jelly, and pickled hot peppers for him.
Seltzer, we'll definitely get some food answers today. What feels out of place, James? What do you got?
Mine's a who, actually. Okay. It's you've got Al Pacino and Diane Keaton and Andy Garcia and Talia Shire and all these people firing on all cylinders.
Yep.
And there's Sofia Coppola.
Yeah.
Out of place.
Yeah, Godfather 3, that's a good answer. Ree, when you think of out of place, a who or a what would hit you?
I have an announcer as well, and it was Jason Witten on Monday Night Football.
It's a good answer.
I mean, the stuff, he made no sense.
Yeah. You know, I'd almost argue that Booger was more out of place in that. No,
well, once they put him up in that stupid
my point.
Thing.
Witten was worse,
yeah.
clearly.
Yeah.
But Booger with that Boogermobile, I mean, that was a disaster.
First of all, you're a name person. Booger is an unfortunate first name to go by.
Hey, is Snitker still in town after the Phil's Whip disaster? Hey, dude, talk to Vanna White and buy a frickin' Val. You should have an extra I in your name. I know there's no I in team, but there's not enough I's in Snitker. Buy a frickin' Val.
Still better than Booger.
It is
yes.
better than Booger. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9490. Frickin' Snitker. What kind of name is that? All right.
Hey, we should be thanking Snicker for leaving Charlie Morton to face Brandon Marsh. Snicker was helping us out.
Snicker's kind of a cute name. Like, it sounds like a name you'd give, like, a beloved pet.
Yeah.
You know, Snicker.
Yeah.
You know, it's not, that's a nice name.
All right, let's get to Josh Emaniac. Josh, what's going on, buddy?
Boys, always enjoy the show. Yeah, Joe, I got to be honest with you. I think you bring a big-time running back like Saquon, and that's going to limit Jalen from his running. I really do. I think, you know, they're going to cut back. They got more faith in the guy in the backfield they're paying a lot of money for. I agree with you. There's some questions on the offensive line. You're replacing Jason Kelce, Fletcher Cox. Defensive side of things, some of these guys have got to step up. We'll see how good they are. Am I excited? Sure, but I'm more excited about how great the Phillies play. We get the magic numbers 19 and 21. Castellanos is huge. Wheeler, Sanchez.
Can I ask you a question real quick? Hold on, I'm just curious. So when you say those magic numbers, they're the magic numbers for what?
To clinch the playoff berth and clinch the division.
All right, because here's my thing, Josh. There's an irony to what just happened in the last, well, I was going to say 4 days, but four of the last five, you know, the weekend, if you will. It's great. It's a terrific step. I'm telling you, it's not as important as the Dodgers and Brewers losing. I don't know how to make this point more clearly. It is more important for the Dodgers and Brewers to lose than the Braves to lose.
Now, I disagree with this weekend. I think moving forward, from today forward, it's absolutely more important. But you were playing the Braves.
I know.
So it was more important for you to win those games and to get two games, essentially, a separation with each win.
But I never felt like the Braves were
I'm
likely
with you, but
to
if
win
they
the division.
Had, look, even if the Braves had won three of those, they're only three games back. I agree with you. I'm just saying, I agree with you, especially moving forward.
Yeah.
But I do think this weekend it was more important for the Braves.
Well, it was very big. I mean, it was very big, but it did strike me, Josh. Those other two teams keep, like, again, first thing I do every morning when I wake up, if I didn't see the scores by the time I went to bed, I checked the box scores or the standings. Yeah. The Dodgers and Brewers both won again last night. I mean, they are right. I don't know how the Brewers are doing it. I probably don't know three players on their team, but they win, like, all the time, and the Dodgers are the Dodgers. And the bye or not the bye, I mean, that is a massive swing factor for what could happen in October. All right, Josh, give me a great answer here. Who or what feels out of place?
Taiwan Walker.
Taiwan Walker is a pretty good answer right there. Taiwan does.
Not so much anymore, right? He's now bullpenning it up.
Yeah, less
like, what is
out of
that going to do? Think about that. Think about the way he pitched this last thing. They're setting all sorts of records for like the number of hits because every single time he threw it, there was nothing deceptive at all.
Well,
like,
it was the
speed, it wasn't breaking, like it was nothing. There was no challenge. So it was like every single batter, everywhere in the lineup, like put a bat on a ball. And how in the world does that fit in bullpen pitching world?
Yeah, well, they're just not gonna pitch him much.
Right.
I mean, that's bottom line. He's maybe the most expensive reliever right now in baseball that's not a closer. I mean, it's a good answer. Taiwan is a good answer. By the way, speaking of answers, Nick Castellanos has really had some nice answers to a very sluggish first half of the season. He has come on as this thing has gone on. You know, John was giving him praise, I'd say, a month ago or so when I didn't think it was warranted yet. Maybe it was. I didn't see it then, but clearly in the last month.
This guy has worked his way into being the most consistent player we have. It's unbelievable. And it's not just this year. It's not just this last month. He did it last year
when
no one was hitting.
Yeah.
He was out there working and hitting, you know, to a modicum.
I don't like the word consistent.
Goodness.
Yeah, John, here's what I'd say. I don't like consistent with him. I'd say, in many ways, it's the opposite. It's like he is feast or famine.
He is
feast or famine.
You know exactly what you're going to get, and you still get him swinging at the low and away stuff.
Yeah.
Like, still. I watch him three out of four times do it in the last game when we're praising him so much. You know, like, but it is what he is. He's a worker. He's a hitter by his own description.
Right, right.
And I guess we can't complain. If that's what it takes to get a guy who's going to commit like that and try to lead by example, you know, he's not the most skilled guy athletically. Just take a look at what it looks like.
I like that. I like that slide in a second the other day, though. He went hard, man.
Yeah,
he went real. He went real. All right, let's listen, because he and they deserve praise for winning 3 or 4 versus Atlanta. Let's go back, because you know Sunday night was big. I mean, if they lost the game, you're right back to where you were when you started, except there's 4 less games in the season, which would have been fine. But winning 3 or 4 pretty much, to me, clinches it, pretty much. But you're down. You're down 2-0. I mean, Nola's pitching fine. He's pitching good. But you're in a 2-0 hole. It's the 6th inning, and Castellanos got the first really big hit of the game.
Swing and a drive left center field. That's going to fall for a base hit. It will tie the game. Castellanos trying for 2. A belly flop slide into 2nd. He is safe. And we start over 2-2 as Nick Castellanos ties it up.
Like Pete Rose going in, third base, except it was a little bit less graceful.
It was so majestic.
All right, so that was a big hit, obviously. 2-2, and it stayed that way for a long time. But then, and listen, credit to some of the relievers. I mean, you got Hoffman, you got Strom, who got himself in trouble, but he gets out of trouble. Estevez was a stud. But Castellanos in the 11th, he ended the game.
Holmes kicks the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a line drive up the middle, base hit, game over. Phillies win it. Castellanos, his 4th walk-off hit of the season as the Phillies win it 3-2 here in the bottom of the 11th.
Look, we'll take your reaction to the Philly series. It was really exciting. Sunday night was awesome. I mean, it was just awesome. I was down the shore watching that out in a restaurant, like tons of Phillies fans just gathered around a couple TVs. I mean, that was big-time stuff there. They do a terrific job. They pretty much dust the Braves, pretty much. Now, I know, the Phils were down 7 games with 17 to go against the Brewers in 2007. Anything's possible.
The Mets,
you're right. So anything's possible, but it seems incredibly unlikely. At this point, the Phillies would lose the division, and they did a great job. And really, more than just that, the last 2 weeks with the bounce back has been excellent. And credit to some dudes like Casty, like Wheeler, like Nola, that are flat out doing their jobs. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Ed. He's calling from Phoenixville. Ed, good morning.
Morning, team. Pretty excited about the Eagles, but I just want to touch on the Phils a second.
Ed, you don't sound pretty excited about the Eagles. What's up with that?
I just left the gym.
It's Tuesday.
We're
almost there, man. They're playing on Friday. Like, let it hit you for a second. This is pretty crazy for me too. Like every once in a while, I forget.
Yeah, I know.
And then it blindsides me. They're playing. It's just a couple days away.
I know.
I just left the gym, man. What do you want from me?
Oh, rough one.
All right, Ed. What do you got on the Phils then? Go ahead.
I mean, I've been Castellanos is one of his biggest critics all year. I mean, just we all know about the plate discipline, the low and the way swinging, but I think just where he came from in May, where he was like so cartoonishly bad. I mean, with a 500 OPS in May, he's just gotten like better every month. I'd like to see the play discipline improve, but if Kyle Schwarber's not hitting, we need someone else to pick up the pace,
sure,
especially with Harper not. So, I mean, as long as we have that sort of as long as the power doesn't go totally flat like it did against Arizona last year, I think we should be all right.
Well, here's the other thing I'll say about Castellanos, and there's 3 options, obviously. You know, they're clearly going to do the Schwarber 1, Trey 2, Bryce 3 thing. To me, where it really gets interesting for October, and if I'm Rob Thompson, I'm just going to go with whoever's hot, is 4. You got 3 choices. You got Bohm, who's been there most of the year. You got JT, who's done it a number of times in his career. And you got Castellanos, who's done it a number of times in his career, but not as much lately. And if I'm Rob Thompson, I'm just putting in 4 whoever's grooving. Because we know this. Part of losing to Arizona last year was Bohm felt, not only everyone else fell apart, Bohm fell apart. Harper was being walked, and the offense just sputtered. And listen, maybe Castellanos will be that option. I mean, Bohm was really good for the first half of the year. He hasn't done as much lately. He hasn't been bad, but he hasn't been clicking on all cylinders. So, give me a great answer here. Who or what feels out of place?
How about a position player pitching?
Yeah, that's a good answer. That is a good answer.
We should be a little bit worried about Alec Bohm right now. Like, Alec Bohm is the one thing I don't feel great about.
Well, I feel worse about Stott.
No, I think Bryson Stott will be fine when it matters, and I know that this season has been a struggle.
I don't know. James, who concerns you the most of the regulars?
Lefties concerns me.
Well, he's not going to bat against lefties.
You would hope.
James, who concerns you the most of the hitters?
Not including Austin Hayes.
Not including Austin. Well, I mean, listen. It's not.
I think Austin Hayes stinks. Like, I'm not an Austin Hayes guy. But of the guys who I'm counting on, it's probably Stott. But Bohm's right there right now. But I think I'm more concerned about Stott of the two. Marsh, look, last couple weeks, Marsh turned it around. I know not against lefties, but he's been pretty good against righties lately. And that's what all I can ask from him. You know, I don't expect more.
Sure.
So I think I'd probably say Stott, but, you know. The issue is with all these guys is that it's like that, you know.
They're a roller coaster.
Exactly.
Bryson Stott, I know that he is going to have more focus, like
how
a
do you
more
know that,
steady
dude?
Focus
how do you know that?
At the plate.
How do you know?
Than Alec Bohm, seems like
Bohm's
a head
been
case.
Way better this year.
Hold on. He's a head case right now. He looks like his hand is a problem, and I don't know what that is. And they tell us it's fine, that it's sore, this and that. He's sort of off kilter. Remember, Bryce is having his arm around him in the dugout. This is a few games ago.
Yep.
Remember when he stormed up back into the clubhouse and Topper was following him? Like, there was something urgent taking place, going on. There was drama.
It gets
and
in
I
his
think
head.
It's translating to his approach when he's at the plate. I think Bryson Stott, I expect a more even approach than what we've seen recently from Alec Bohm.
So, Rhea, which player hitters concerns you the most?
Okay, all of them. Because, you know, this team is going to live and die by the way they hit home runs. I mean, I've just learned to accept. You know, they didn't really hit a lot. I mean, they took 3 out of 4from Atlanta, but did they hit a lot?
By the way, how about the catch by the Braves center fielder?
No.
Michael Harris.
I mean, that
Schwarber's,
was...
Yeah.
It's about as far as you can go over the wall without falling over the wall.
It's extraordinary. Yeah. I mean, it's an absolutely unbelievable thing to jump that high, hang up there, bring it back. I mean, it's amazing. All right, let's listen to Castellanos.
He made that great catch in the playoffs last year on the Attaboy Harper play. Remember, that catch was unbelievable.
Yes.
He's a great fielder, that guy.
It was one of those things where he spidered
the
wall.
That's the way
it
should be, man. Yeah. I love Michael Harris because that's the way, like, I don't know, those wide receivers would catch those balls out at the wall.
Well, and there were some college football catches. The game,
oh my God,
the game between USC. There were some catches in the corner of the end zone. There was one catch where a dude did the
USC guy,
Jason Avant.
It was
like,
unbelievable.
Put your arm up and somehow you catch the ball. All right,
and I enjoyed LSU celebrating before they actually won the game. That was
and
really...
how about Florida State 0-2? What is going on there? All right,
yeah, dude.
Let's listen to Castellanos because after the series was over, he talked about the game Sunday night, the series. This is some good stuff from Casty.
This was a fun game, you know, and just a big series. The crowd was electric, and to be able to come through there was awesome.
How rewarding at 2-0-2 counts starting both of those at bats and kind of being able to come through?
It makes me want to take, so I have 2 strikes more often.
Facing 2 good teams this week, so the crowd was into it all week. Did the energy feel a little bit different?
It definitely feels like October is around the corner. That's for sure.
Love it. Love it. Absolutely love it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you can do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.